My name is Ariel Singerman. I am the extension economist at the Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred.
You gave an analysis of tree planting rates if someone is going to plant a new acreage.
We were looking into different tree densities, 145 trees to the acre, 220 trees to the acre, and 303 trees to the acre. We considered different scenarios for yield, low and high, and different scenarios for prices, low, medium, and high. And basically what we found is that you don't make any money when you have 145 trees to the acre, and you have a low yield scenario, which is the one that the USDA NAS is putting out for the average of the state. You need to have at least 15% over that, and even then you have a modest return. You only get higher returns once you start planting at higher densities as 220 trees to the acre.
And even at the 220 and 303 trees per acre, it takes quite a few years to break even or become profitable, correct?
Yes, it takes, even in the best case scenario, it takes about 10 years to break even.
And that's a heavy assumption in the face of HLB. Some growers aren't sure they'll get 10 years out of a tree, correct?
Yes, that is correct. So this is a long-term commitment to the industry and to the new grove.
Let's address two other things you talked about. Small growers have been disappearing in Florida at a faster rate than larger growers or even medium-sized growers.
Well, yes. So this whole HLB situation has put more stress to small growers who cannot face the larger costs that Grove now demands. So it is not surprising that the smaller growers are those that have exited the most.
I believe you said growers on average are losing money.
Yeah, so if we take the average yield for the state and the average price of, we looked at Valencia, non-Valencia oranges, on average, the grower is not making money currently and has not been doing money for the past few seasons.
How can growers stay in business when they're not making money?
Well, basically, not only they cannot, they shouldn't. So they have to find a way of making money or get out of the business because there's no point in just losing money.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.